matter is an update on the status of the concrete and glazing system rehabilitation method studies. And I think, Stu, you have an update for us on what's going on with those two.
Can I call on Julie Baston? Give us a report?
Sure. We have the contract with the contractor to go over the concrete testing. And they are going through now, discussing things we've scheduled. The parks part, which is getting the lifts in to take the samples for the showdown change, and that's right after Memorial Day, so the recordings that they're in there. And then from there, they go right to the labs, and we'll have us a report in the summer. And then we also have the glazing system investigation that we've got, had put the RFP out for. The selection committee selected ZS LLC. They will be doing that investigation along with Super Sky, who did the original glazing system design and installation on the domes. And then they also have an engineering firm that specializes in very large atriums, glazing systems, and basically curb wall or glazing fenestration systems. So we'll be setting that up, get the contract in order with that as well. And so we, on that one, we'll get the first part of the contract going. I'm working with them right now to get that number in place, to get that first task done, which is the investigation of materials, details that they want to look at in repairing, and basically getting some near shop drawing, like drawings done for us. I'll have to do a fee increase then for that second task in that, which is basically actually building the prototype, setting them in place on the domes, doing testing. Remember, we wanted to do testing for water tightness and cracking, ability, durability of whatever this repair system is, and then finally the true estimate of what those repairs will cost. And that's what I hope to get out of this, is true repair and true estimate, and also it'll give us a good idea of how long the actual repairs on the glazing system will take. So that is a bit higher than we expected, so I'll be happy to also take from that original capital budget from the county and transfer funds, because that, between those two phases, I'm at about $195,000 for the glazing system study. But I think it's worth it, because it is really, the ultimate answer on whether we can keep all three of these buildings weathertight in the future, and that's key to keeping the building system from needing further repairs.
Guy?
Just a question. So it's $195,000 for all of that,
the glazing
for all those stages. And then what were we thinking originally?
It'll be the first task will be just under $100,000.
Okay.
Because remember, I will have to go back for the passive review.
Okay.
As well as we go for passive review on the phase study as well.
And I think we should consider item 5 on the agenda, because it also has to do with the finances of where we stand, if that's okay with the task force.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks,
thank you,
Julie. Any questions for Julie about the studies, Roger?
I do. So, Julie, I don't remember the part in detail, but with whatever glazing material you decide to use,
yes,
will there be a life expectancy?
There's always a life expectancy. And if we, there's different pieces. If we use glass can last a lot longer, depends on the system and how much movement there is. But we may also have substitute materials, because there are materials out there that provide light transmittance, lightweight, and a lot more thermal capacity. We just have to look at the details and see if those are the right products.
I was referring to the, like the gaskets.
Yes.
Material that would be used in the gaskets.
Yes. It'll still be a rubberized material, and you can expect that after 25 to 30 years, they're going to be getting a little more dried out and weak. And that's part of the overall reason. I mean, we've had leaking for 25 years, probably, where these gaskets have been dried out from the original. But I think we're going to look just to see if they've got better products out there.
I was just going to say products should be better.
Yep.
Than 50 years.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be part of this investigation, and after this task one, in order to go into the testing, the mock-ups and testing, those are some of the questions we're going to want to talk about in these details, especially, if we get custom extrusions that we're coming with these gaskets, what is the best material, and what is the likelihood of getting out of it.
Okay, any other questions, John?
So grazing was 185, what's concrete?
The concrete testing was 67,000.
67. And when will the final report be expected?
I'm hoping the first week in August.
August, okay.
That's tight.
Yeah, that's.
For the concrete?
Yeah, we were hoping by July so that we could have all that in place to work in August on our final.
So, August concrete, what are you saying for glazing?
I haven't got the nail down with them, the task one. We won't be through task two by August. That'll probably be something that comes in the following year.
Following year?
Yeah. Well, depends on how long it takes and how custom the parts are, and then the kind of testing we decide that we're going to need with it. But we'll have a preliminary estimate. And details, and they'll have done some, I think, enough investigation by the end of the summer to get the task force a pretty good report, pretty good idea of what it's going to take.
Sure.
Yeah.
But again, Julie, the closer to mid-July to late July that we can get that, the better we'll be able to absorb.
All right.
I agree. I think what we need to do is establish a hard date on the July report to the board.
Okay.
The informational report.
All right. What I'll do is I'll talk to them and I'll tell them, give me a preliminary summary report at least in July. And then, from there, I can work on the date for the finalized report. But I think I do that.
And I anticipate there'll be some discussion and coordination with the our group of consultants so that stay abreast of what's happening.
Yeah.
I have an input back and forth.
Yes.
Mark and I have had some exchanges already about glazing materials and the things that we've learned so far. So the other item that we have is to